Why is there a harbor seal walking around the office?
Oh, that's our new CEO.
Come again?
Well, apparently they didn't order through Easy Cater for the board meeting, and when the food didn't arrive, they kind of lost focus. Next thing you know?
We have a seal as our CEO. Did I say something wrong?
No, she just wants a mackerel. Here you go.
Bad ideas happen when there's no food for the meeting. So make sure it's on time and as ordered from more than 80,000 restaurants. How? Easy Cater.
Thank you. I just got promoted.
Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host, associate head coach at Arrowhead. He's Tom Swiddle. Hey, coach, you know, when we had talked a little bit with Matt Shaneman, who's the North eight-man coach, we did talk a lot about the differences because I think we've done that enough that I think people are comfortable now here throughout the state of Wisconsin with the differences between 8-man and 11-man. And do you believe that people that listen to a show like this understand the difference?
I think they do. And there's evidence, Mike, because the number of teams going to 8-man continues to grow.
Yep.
And I think we're going to see very soon where the 8-man grouping is going to become so large that we could see Division 7 go away. It'll be divisions 1-6, and then 8-man
yep.
will be for the state championships.
Yeah,
I think the numbers are going to be like 56 schools
wow.
that are going to be playing it.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen sooner than later. I really do. Our next guest is the head coach of the 8-man team in Belmont. He's also the head coach for the South 8-man. And Brandon Wise, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Matt Shaneman, but I think he thinks that he's about a 2-touchdown favorite. No, see, I'm starting all this stuff. I'm not going to do that.
You shouldn't do that.
No, I'm just kidding. Brandon, how are you today?
Good. How about you guys?
Good. I'm only kidding. Matt had nothing but respect for every kid and every coach that's playing 8-man. Hey, I think that we've done throughout the years, and I think people understand the difference between 8-man. Coach, did you coach 11-man before you got into the 8-man game?
I did. When I was an assistant for about 6-7 years in 11-man, and that's what I grew up playing as well. And as a head coach, I coached Belmont as an 11-man team for a couple of years and before we decided to make the switch.
How big of a learning curve was it for you to be the head coach of 11-man and then the next year be the coach of an 8-man?
You know, that off season, there was a lot of work put in by myself and our staff, and you know, we tried to connect with other 8-man coaches throughout the state. Many of them that are actually coaching in this All-Star game with myself, or you know, on the other side there. And you know, when you look back at it, it wasn't overly tough to transition. There's 8-man and 11-man. You're tackling, you're blocking, you're doing all those things the same. It's just, you know, making sure that we had the players bought in when we transitioned.
And obviously it's been a great move. Making that decision to go to 8-man was just a great decision to make.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, we looking back at it, we have no regrets. It certainly has been beneficial for our players' development, our coaches, our community, and certainly we're excited about the future and have really enjoyed being a part of the Indian community.
Hey, Brandon, did the community of Belmont fully embrace it, or did it take a little bit for them to come out on Friday night?
You know, I think the benefit of being in a small town is that support is there, and especially if you provide the education and the background of why you're making that switch, and so our community was behind us from the get-go, and certainly we are thankful for that.
Hey, I'm sorry, Tom. A follow-up question: does your youth program at Belmont, do they play 8-man as well?
So for us, it was kind of a package deal. If we were going 8-man, you know, we wanted our JV and our junior high to do the same. And we're still, our middle school is half and half, 8-man and 11-man, which we're hoping within the next year that we can fully switch over to 8-man, but we are able to play, you know, all 8-man JV games too. So,
well, that definitely helps the varsity side of it. Hey, can you talk a little bit about the staff that you have for the South 8-man coaching for the 8-man All-Star game? Who's on your staff?
Yeah, we have a great group. You know, a lot of the coaches that are on staff with me, we've had some competitive games in recent years, so it's fun to be able to work together on the same sideline. So, first coach, you know, is Paul Micklig. He's the head coach at Newman Catholic, and he'll be my offensive coordinator. The next guy I'm pretty familiar with, his name is Matt McKinley. He's my defensive coordinator at Belmont, and he'll do the same in the All-Star game. Corey Rickert is the head coach from Oakfield, has done a phenomenal job at Oakfield there as a head coach. And the last guy, on the staff is Jay Keenster, and he is the defense coordinator at Wisconsin Heights. And, you know, Wisconsin Heights has had, you know, some good programs and good teams over the years. So we're looking forward to the staff that we have.
And that's a staff coach that is no stranger to the All-Star game.
You're right. You know, it's been phenomenal to be able to, you know, pick their brains and throw some ideas around with them, because, you know, they've been around this experience and definitely from the 8-man side at the All-Star game. So it's made my job a lot easier, that's for sure.
You know, and one more thing in regards to your team, even though you are the South coach, you really have some players that are coming from schools that are typically you'd consider up north, correct?
Yeah, that's a unique thing about our roster geographically. We cover the South and also the Northeast. So, you know, for some of those guys up in the Northeast area to be on the South team, I'm sure that sounds a little bit different. But we're certainly excited for those guys to be a part of our team. And you know, it's all about the bigger picture. Once we get there that week and play, so we're excited for the make of our team.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead,
Coach. I'm just wondering how the fundraising side has come, because at the end of the day, you know, raising money for Children's of Wisconsin is a really important part and lessons that these kids are learning during this process. How's the fundraising going?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going well. Certainly, you know, this year you have more of a condensed time frame and so we're about halfway to our goal, but you know, we have, you know, another month, and I would imagine that in July here, the final 4 weeks, we can kick her in gear and get her where we need to go, you know, for that bigger picture. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what playing high school sports is about, is, you know, those bigger memories and being a part of something bigger than yourself. So we're excited to partner with Children's Wisconsin.
Well, that's great. That's a great summary of what the game's about, Coach. Hey, talk about some of your players. Talk about some of the guys that, again, as you sat down and picked the team, individuals that just jumped out at you, and you're like, we got to have this guy.
You know, looking at our team, we are excited about the amount of athletes and size that we bring to the field. Certainly, you know, it's hard to pinpoint.
Hey, I think we may have lost him for a second here, Coach.
Yeah,
and we will definitely try to get Brandon right back on. He's from Belmont, and maybe the service at this point is not great for him. But boy, I'll tell you, when he gave that answer about, look, we're over halfway to goal, and we got another 4 weeks, and we understand the importance of what the raising money for Children's of Wisconsin is all about. As people are listening to this show, I wanted just to let them know that they can go to chwevents.org. chwevents.org, and there is a way, if you're feeling led, to be able to donate to this game, and you don't have a dog in the fight, or your son or nephew or grandson played in this thing 3 or 4 years ago, and you know how important it is, you can go online and donate to the event, or you can pick players and donate to their number. But it's chwevents.org. And it can get you right to the Wisconsin Football Coach Association All-Star Football Game, benefiting Children of Wisconsin. Be a nice way for you to be able to help these kids and help this hospital out. And so don't be feeling led to go and be able to give, and you can't make it up to the game. It'd be a great way for people to do that. You know, Tom, I loved what Brandon said, and he understands. This coaching staff definitely understands the importance of that part of this journey.
Right. It all comes down to that. Again, all the fundraising benefits Children's Hospital. And you can't find a better organization to work with than Children's Hospital in terms of all the things that they do. And it's amazing, Mike, the number of players in the game, the families of players in the game and coaches who know someone directly who has been a patient at Children's Hospital. My son was a patient at Children's Hospital at a year and a half old. He had eye surgery. And they were just so wonderful to work with back then, and they still are. It's just a great cause.
100%. We have Brandon Wise back on. Again, head football coach at Belmont, and he's the head football coach for the South 8-Man All-Star Game coming up on the 16th of July. That's a Friday night kick at 6 o'clock. Hey, Brandon, we're talking about some of the players that you had in your staff, and we lost your cell there for a second. Can we get back to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that, guys. Looking at our roster, I mean, we're excited about the group of guys we have. We have quite a few all-star, players or all-state players, on our roster, and certainly the size and athleticism that our guys bring. We're excited to be able to work with this group.
Hey, Coach, is there a certain offense when you talked about the guy from Newman Catholic going to be running the offense? You guys normally an 8-man put up a lot of points. And I know with just a few days of practice, it's not going to be like some of the games that you guys have played. But there are some opportunities for kids to really showcase their athletic ability in 8-man. And with the coach who's doing the offense, I know he's had a ton of success in 8-man. And I would think that you're awfully confident that there are some kids that can really showcase what they can do on the football field.
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head there. I'm excited to see, Coach Mickley go to work with, some of these athletes and really do what he does there at with his own program. And certainly, we have a wide range of guys that have, put up some good points within their own programs. And so we're excited for, those players to connect with Coach Mickley to, hopefully put us in a spot to do well on that Friday night.
All I heard was before the first – I had never seen an 8-man game, Mike. And so the first one I saw was the very first 8-man All-Star game. And I was talking to the coaches prior to the game, and they were telling me how many points they scored. And I was thinking, oh, my, this could be like a 70-60 game.
Right.
The final score was 21-14, I believe. It was like, where's all the off? And it was defensive dominated because the players were really good on defense, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I did a TV spot for Around the Corner with John McGivern, the sports part up at Sevastopol, and we talked 8-man, and I spent a lot of time talking to the head football coach up there, and he said, look, we got a chance to win this thing. This is the first year that we would actually have a state champion, and you might want to go on the air and predict this thing. And if it happens, you better have me on that show that you do. I said, you got it. And they ended up winning it. And I'm not kidding, guys. It couldn't have been an hour after he won a state championship. He's calling my cell. And I pick up. I go, hey, congratulations. He goes, hey, I'm on this week, right? I go, yeah, you bet. You bet. I'll have you on. So it was just awesome. And he was so excited to be able to bring that state championship back to Sevastopol. Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for your time. Good luck. And thank you for what you're doing for Children's of Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And I appreciate you guys taking the time today to recognize our team and the rest of the other teams playing in the All-Star game.
You got it. Brandon Wise, head football coach up at Belmont. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Chad Hansen from Altoona is going to join us. He is the small school on the north side coach on the All-Star game coming up July 17th at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. This is the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. We are presented by Pick and Save and brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, WFCA show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan here in Milwaukee. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle.
Kind of.
I haven't actually seen you in a while, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I can't wait to see you, Mike, because I know you've totally transformed yourself. And Terry Kelly has described you as eye candy now.
Well, I was always eye candy. I was just a little bigger eye candy to Terry Kelly. I got to be honest with you. Hey, our next guest, and Chad Hansen. He's got his hands full, man. The North Small School coach. And I appreciate him joining us. He is the head coach at Altoona. Hey, Chad, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing really well. This is a really fun show for us. We get to talk to all you guys that have been, you know, named as head coaches in this All-Star game, and everybody understands the importance of the All-Star game, not only, you know, getting together and having these kids, you know, have new friends from different areas in the state, but raising money, getting a chance to play one more high school football game, and then getting a chance to represent, you know, the North and try to get a win against the South. It's just a really fun week. I'm sure you're pretty excited about getting going in this thing.
Absolutely, especially with everything that happened last year. It was really, really nice to hear that we were able to play the game this year coming up, and the WFCA did a lot of work, Coach Sarver, to get everything put together, and we're very excited to have this opportunity to play the game.
Well, and Coach, you were going to coach last year and didn't get that opportunity, and you decided to come back, so you must be really excited to get going.
Absolutely. I feel like a veteran coach in this, having done all the fundraising stuff last year, this year doing the fundraising and selecting the players. In the end, it was a lot easier because we already went through the process once last year. So we feel like a veteran staff with doing this, and we're very excited to get on the field coming up in July.
Hey, Chad, one of the things that I find most interesting in the conversations we've had with different coaches, and that's why I keep bringing it up, the staff that you have for the North Small side, how did you pick your staff, and who are they?
Well, I tried to make sure that I had a staff that was that represented the entire northern half of the state. So I wanted guys from across the state, from Minnesota all the way over to Lake Michigan. So that was a big part for me. And then it was looking at trying to get quality guys. And I think, I mean, every team is going to say this, but I really believe that I have the best coaching staff on my staff. I have Coach Mark Lusick from Amherst. Record at Amherst stands alone. I mean, he's done a great job there. He'll be our offensive coordinator. Kevin Wolpat from Oshkosh Lures will also be coaching offense. Sam Hernandez from Tomahawk will be coaching on the offensive side as well. Those guys are all coming back from last year. Trent Nyhus from Turtle Lake. He's going to be my co-defensive coordinator, and he's a returner from last year as well. And then we have three new coaches that are joining us this year that we're very excited to have with us. Coach Dave Wellhofer from AMRO is going to be our co-defensive coordinator. Dave Liu from Elk Mound is going to be coaching defensive backs. And then probably the most important coach is our offensive line coach, Kellen Kafka from Stratford. So he's going to be coaching our big Uggs and helping set the tone for our offense. So, again, my goal was to have a coaching staff that represented the whole state of Wisconsin, or the whole northern half of Wisconsin, and we have a great staff to do that this year.
Hey, Tom, I love asking that question because, look, a couple coaches ago, he said, look, I got two guys I was best friends with in high school, or quality coaches, guy I coached with or I played with in college, and then this guy who I knew because we competed, you know, all the time. And then you get Chad on it, and he looks at it totally different. He goes, look, I don't have to know these guys. What I want is I want that whole northern side represented. And I just like the different ways that these guys go about getting this thing done.
And that's the beauty of the All-Star game. There is no one set
way to do things, and you do it the way you want to do it. You have that freedom. Doug Sarver gives coaches that freedom to do that kind of thing. And boy, while you were describing your staff coach and where they were from, the first thought was, if this was 2007, the first year that I coached the South, how difficult that would have been to get together and have a meeting with your coaches. But now in this era of Zoom meetings, everybody's so used to doing that, that probably wasn't difficult at all.
No, it wasn't. We had our first meeting back in February, where we got together in Amherst, Coach Lusick being the coach in the middle of everybody. He had the luxury of not having to get up to drive early in the morning. The rest of us had to drive across the state to get to him in central Wisconsin. But we've done other stuff on Zoom, and yeah, it's totally different today with the way COVID has changed communication and putting Zoom and these virtual meetings as a big part of everyday life.
Hey, Coach, when you go about doing that, and I, you know, I talked to Tom in the first segment about picking players. He allowed his assistant coaches to go ahead and do that. How did you pick your players?
Well, I assigned each assistant coach a position. Their job was to get video and look at the players and then make recommendations. And then we had our big party over in Amherst where we started the process of selecting our players, and we sat down as a group of coaches and came up with a list, and then had to figure out where we were going to put each player to make sure we had the best players on the field across the board, and also we wanted the best football players, and that was our goal. So my assistant coaches did a lot of the legwork of that, of getting the video and then sitting down and watching them, and that was a big part of having coaches across the state. The northern half, we in reality had a coach that had eyes on every single player no matter where they were from, and that was a big advantage that I was looking for, was to have a coach in every region of the northern part of the state so we could say we had a coach that had eyes on each player that we were going to select.
You know, Coach, one of the things we talked about earlier when we talked to Aaron Kramer at Rhinelander is, in recent years, the North large hasn't won very many games. I think they've won one game maybe in the last 10 that they've played, something like that. But if you look at the North and South small teams, it's much more competitive. The North has more than held its own against the South. In fact, probably has won more games against the South than the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, across the state there's high-quality football programs, and the North coaching staff, some of the programs that we have represented in our coaching staff with Amherst and Stratford, and there's a lot of high quality small school football programs in the North, and we have we're hoping that carries over to the game on the Saturday, where those football players can step on the field and they can perform.
Hey, Chad, last question. With that staff that you have, are there a number of guys on the staff? Well, I guess if you guys were a staff last year as well, but are there guys on the staff that when you meet them in person, it'll be the first time you've met them in person?
Not as a coaching staff, and we've already met a couple of times. So we met down at the coaching clinic, and then we also had our meeting. So it's not the first time that we've met in person. And then with the guys that coached with me last year, we got together a couple times last year too. So I think we are very comfortable with each other and look forward to being able to get to UW River Falls and put together our team and then get on the field over at UW Oshkosh.
Well, it's fun. You know what, Coach? It's you guys, obviously, you've waited a long time for this thing to be kicked off. That's for sure. Are you guys having some success on the fundraising side?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fundraising is the most important part. I mean, it's great to get on the field to coach with these amazing coaches from across the state. It's great for the players to get out on the field to be able to play against the best competition in the state of Wisconsin. But ultimately, it comes down to the fundraising, and that's our number one job, is to get out there and raise money to support this great organization, Children's Wisconsin, to help them out. And that's our number one goal. And that was the first thing I said to each player when I called them in and offered them a spot on the team, was they had to make a commitment to doing the fundraising, because that is our number one job in playing the game.
Well, he's got it figured out. I'll tell you that. He's Chad Hansen, the head coach at Altoona. What kind of year did you guys have this year, by the way, Coach?
Well, we had a COVID year. We'll just call it that. We were a very young football team. We played a lot of freshmen and sophomores on varsity.
Wow.
So if there's gonna be any year that was gonna be a crazy year, this was the best year for it for us. We have everybody coming back next year. Literally every starter, every letter winner coming back this next year. So we're hoping to take a big step forward coming up in 2021 to build our football program.
Yeah, it was a COVID year. I may use that in a few things in my life, Chad.
Well, everybody knows what that means, Mike.
Yep.
Right?
Everybody knows what it means. And you're right. If there's going to be a year to do that, to have a lot of freshmen and sophomores and get everybody back, because you guys know everything will slow down for these kids, this upcoming season. Hey, Chad, congratulations. Good luck in the All-Star game, and good luck on the fundraising side as well. We really appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Absolutely. I got to give a go beat north, or go north beat south.
You know what? I heard go beat north. That's what I heard. Go ahead.
Well, I did coach in the south before, so the last time I coached as an assistant coach in the game, so I've kind of flipped sides, but it's a go north beat south now.
There you go. Well, I'm sure all the south the boys on the south staff heard that, so they're going to use that as some bulletin material to put it up right in the locker room. He is Chad Hansen, head coach at Altoona. Thanks a lot, Chad. I appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, the South Large School coach, head coach at Kenosha Indian Trail, will join us on the other side. This is the Pick and Save. WFCA show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. Hey, Tom, you know, every once in a while we call audibles, right, on the
right.
Football field? I'm calling an audible right now. Could not get a hold of yet the coach from Kenosha Indian Trail. But we did get a hold of Mike Fink, St. John's Military and the head coach for the small school. He's traveling like way up in Minnesota. And now we've got him, and he did not get our call until he got into an area that had cell service. Hey, Coach Fink, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I was bad-mouthing you like crazy, pal.
Well, we were ready to just,
I'm sure you're not the first.
No, and I am not. I am not the last. I'm telling you. No, I am not the first. That is for sure. Hey, Mike, how you been? Good?
Good. Real good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Yeah, things are good. Yeah. Things are real good. Hey, man, this game coming up in October at Oshkosh Titan Stadium in July, man, you're pretty excited about it?
Yeah, I haven't been part of this before, so it's real exciting for myself to be involved. And, coaching for a long time, I've never been in a situation where you're going to have just great kids all across the field everywhere you go. So it's really exciting.
I had the chance to coach twice in this game, and you just said a mouthful there. It's unbelievable when you get all those guys on the field and you see what they can do. But more impressive than what they are like physically is just how mentally locked in these kids will be and how quickly they pick things up. And then, unfortunately, in some instances, the reality is you go back to your team and it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, just the excitement when you talk to these kids on the phone, calling them, letting them know they've been selected, and now staying in touch with them to keep them updated. And, just the excitement. They can't wait. They're like the coaches. They can't wait to get up there and get started.
Hey, Mike, I've asked each of the coaches we've had on, and as we talk about your staff, everybody, and I know that you agree as well, most important part of this whole All-Star game is to raise money for Children's of Wisconsin. And I want to let people know, if they're listening to the show and again, feeling led to help us out as far as the fundraising goals that we have, chwevents.org. chwevents.org. You can go there, find the WFCA All-Star Football Game benefiting Children's of Wisconsin, and you can pick a player, you can get involved, you can donate some money, whether it's $10 or $20 or $100, whatever it is, go into a great cause. And if you had a son who had played in this game or a nephew that have played in it, you understand the importance of this part of this thing, which is us raising some money for Children's of Wisconsin. Again, chwevents.org. Hey, we're talking to Mike Fink, who is St. John's Military and South Small School All-Star Coach. Hey, Mike, your staff on the South Small School side, who have you selected to be part of your staff?
So Dan Goodman, who coaches with me at St. John's, he'll be our defensive coordinator, work with our linebackers. John Colley, who is the head coach at Brookfield Academy.
Yep.
Excuse me. He'll coach, he'll run our defensive backs. John Kleinhans, who is a head coach up at Whitehall, he'll take care of the defensive line. Derek Swager from Deerfield, he'll be the offensive coordinator. Derek Deal, who is with Blake Turner, he'll be the quarterbacks. Tim, I told him I wasn't going to even try to pronounce his last name, Coach Z from Living Word. He'll run the offensive line. And then we have, which one am I missing? Jeremy Gemming from, well, he was with St. Francis, I believe, Whitnall now. He'll take care of our running back. So it's a great group of guys. They're all motivated, put in a tremendous amount of time. And again, like everyone else, they can't wait to get up and get going.
Well, and you mentioned the great amount of time that your assistants and yourself have already put into this game. And Mike, it needs to be said that these are coaches who are doing something extra. And in the case of the yes. All-Star game, they're doing a lot extra for that game. You know, but they're still running their own teams.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you say that. You know, when I was talking earlier, I mentioned how excited the kids were. When I talked with these guys, I don't know if they were more excited than the kids were, you know, to have an opportunity to work in this and be part of this.
Hey,
it's
Tom.
Just, you know, like you said, it's a great organization, you know, fundraising for what we're fundraising for, and it's everything about it is just phenomenal.
Hey, Tom, for a guy like Mike who's not been a part of this, you know, it the excitement level is really high, but there are some things that you know, he doesn't know to look out for and things that to know to expect. What kind of advice could you, as a guy who has coached twice in this game as a head coach, give? What kind of advice could you give, Mike?
Well, coaches are real good, and I was good with this, and our assistants that I had for the All-Star. We were really good at planning practices, film sessions, meetings, you know, making sure they get to the cafeteria so they can eat. The thing that always scared me is, what are they doing on their downtime? You know, and I'm serious, because you go to a place like Whitewater and you've got this, you know, girls' tennis camp going on. You got this girls' cheerleader camp. You're laughing, Mike, but I'm telling you that you think about, like, okay, we got to keep them active. You know, we got to plan an evening snack. We got to get pizzas delivered. We got to get ping pong paddles and ping pong balls so they can have a tournament or whatever. So what kind of things are you thinking about, Coach, for the downtime?
It's funny you would say that. We just had a staff meeting on Tuesday night, and here I had this great agenda laid out. It went to the wayside, and all we talked about is, okay, what are we going to do with these kids? You know, what happens when we get back? All right, who's checking which rooms? You know, that type of stuff. But we're planning on
designated to stay back at night. By the way,
we'll take care of that. But we'll end up going bowling. We're talking about movies. You know, again, we're talking about some ping pong stuff, like you had mentioned. You know, we make it real clear to the kids that we want to be there. We're going to work extremely hard when we're at practice and in our film sessions and that type of stuff. But we want to make sure they have a great experience.
Hey, Mike, Mike, you could get them marching like you do at St. John's.
There you go. Maybe I should bring some of the cadets along. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. They all get haircuts. We give them haircuts and then get them marching.
Well, I
wonder how long that would last.
Reveille at five, right?
Matt, you'd be calling me to see if I could play left tackle. That's how long that would last.
That's interesting.
Would not last very long at all. Hey, how did you guys decide on players? It's interesting because when Tom talked about when he was doing this, when he got his coaches, he let them go, okay, you're going to coach the defensive line. Go watch some film, figure out who you want on that side of the ball. You're going to be the offensive line coach. Go find who you want on that side of the ball. How have you decided, Mike, which players to select?
You know, it's exactly what we did. We got together as coaches, and we decided out who was going to coach which positions, their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. And then I said the same thing. Okay, take a look at these players. Here's the film. Here's where we're going to get it. get back to me, let me know who you want, because in our next meeting, we're ranking everyone, we're putting them together. Now we'll fight over those kids that are offensive and defensive ones that could be both way type kids. We'll figure out where they're going to help us, you know, the best. But, you know, you got coaches, you want them coaching, so you got to have them involved.
Absolutely.
So we're giving them responsibility, that's for sure.
Well, and that coaching staff that you mentioned, I mean, what a great group of guys. The experience,
great guys.
The knowledge,
great
right?
Guys.
I mean,
great guys. It's so fun. You know, so you can't beat getting together with guys that you don't see all the time and talking football. You can't beat it.
Yeah. Well, unless you're a basketball coach and you want to get together and talk a little basketball on the side, you know, Mike, you're able to do that as well. Speaking of that, I know that I had talked with Anthony Malachnik a couple of weeks ago, and he said that his dad is slowly but surely, Dwayne's getting better. He had a little bit of a setback a month ago, but he's getting better. What do you hear about Dwayne?
I just spent time with Dwayne and DJ on Thursday. We had a meeting out at St. John's. A gentleman came in to meet with us and talk about some facilities and things. And Dwayne looks great. He looks really, really good. Said he's feeling good, getting better,
good.
You know, a little more active. But it's always great to see him whenever he can get out and about, that's for sure. A
lot of people that are praying for him and that family, which is just a really special family when it comes to high school basketball in this area. When they did a fundraiser in Muskego, there was a Zoom that Dwayne was doing. I got a chance to talk to him, and I said, hey, and this is a few months ago, I said, hey, if I come over, will you play me one-on-one in basketball for $100? And he goes, no, man, I can't even walk up the stairs. I said, it's the only time in my life I could beat him a lot, Snack, one-on-one in basketball, so it's got to be the next 48 hours. He said, give me 12 months. I go, no, I'm not taking you up on that. So, you know what?
They are competitive. There's no question about that. They are competitive people.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I also said I'd like to go over to their house for Thanksgiving. Can you imagine?
I asked the same question. It's funny. I've always asked about how they get together and that. I said, you got to borrow the neighbor's house? There's so many of them.
I want to play the Turkey Bowl. Can you imagine not even play. I just want to watch it. The amount of cheap shots going on with those Malachnik boys.
No question about that.
Hey, Mike, I'm really glad we got a chance to catch you on the air, and congratulations. Good
Thank
luck
you.
this year, October 17th. October, why do I keep saying that? July 17th. Up at Oshkosh, up at Titan Stadium, Southside, South Small School, head coach Mike Fink, and it should be a great game. Good luck. Have some fun with those boys.
Thanks, guys. It was great talking to you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Let's get to a break.
Day.
If we can get a hold of the head coach from Kenosha Indian Trail, we'll have him to talk about the South Large School. If not, it's okay, because I've got a guy who's coached that exact team. Well, not these players, but that team twice. And I've got a bunch of questions for Tom Swiddle. And one question, Tom, to get ready for. Did you look at the north side and look at the players they had? And was there any scouting going on?
No, the scouting more was based on who the coaches were, not the players. So you wanted to know, for instance, you know, who was going to be the offensive coordinator for the north, who was going to be the defensive coordinator for the north. And then you literally would go out and get film on them, you know, thinking, of course, that they're going to run something similar to what they run during the regular season in the All-Star game. So there was more scouting done on the coaches than on the players.
And did that, Tom, did that come true when you figured, okay, if he's the offensive coordinator, this is what he runs at the school where he's at?
I think it did. Probably more so defensively than offensively, because on offense you're going to do some things that complement the skill guys that you have, whereas defensively you come in with your defense, your base defense, and you don't vary too much from that.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this thing up. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you want to get down?
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coach Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern, co-host is Tom Swiddle, and we did get a hold of Jim Kennessy. He is the head football coach, Kenosha Indian Trail, and the South Large All-Star team. Coach, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday, and just knocking out some projects at home. So,
You should be watching film, is what you should. No, I'm just kidding, Coach. Yeah, you got to knock those projects out at home. Hey, real quick, who is on your staff for the South Large School?
Sure. Yeah. So we actually brought back most of the guys from last year.
Good.
So offensive coordinator is going to be Matt Kimmis. He's the OC at DeForest. Rob Van Dyke is our running back coach. He's our OC at Indian Trail. We have James Crowley. He is New Berlin Eisenhower. He's coaching wide receivers. And we have Jim Norris from Grafton. He's coaching O-line. On the defensive side of things, Jeremy Thornton from Madison East is going to be our DC. He's also going to be coaching defensive backs. We have Sean Crowley from New Berlin Eisenhower. He's going to do linebackers. And we have Brad Arnett from Arrowhead, and he's going to be rounding up the staff and doing D-line. So awesome staff, great group of guys. I'm just very fortunate to be able to work with them.
Well, and obviously, Jim, I know some of those guys personally, and they are outstanding coaches, Rob and the Crowley brothers, Brad. That's an excellent staff.
Go ahead.
I would worry about the Crowley brothers, man. I assume you have a little fund for bail money. No, I'm just kidding.
We're well prepared. Let's put it that way.
Jim told me what your meetings were like already. So just so you know, there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Well, that's how I attract a good staff, I guess. So
we
got to do.
You throw Norris into that group, Yeah, you're going to be protected. I'll tell you that. You got some good boys on that staff. Hey, it's got to be great. This has been a year, almost 2 years waiting, to kick this thing off. And you got to just feel really good that it's a month away, and you're getting ready to get these guys together and get going and get some practicing in, and then get that game. I'm sure the excitement level for you personally is really starting to wrap up a little bit.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think Doug Sarver and the entire coaches association did a tremendous job making it happen this year. And there was a time where it looked like it wasn't going to happen. So once I finally found the news, it was like very ecstatic. Okay, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get to work, because we had to cram in a lot of work in a really tight window. And we got it done. And so it's I feel blessed to be able to coach in the game. The opportunity is tremendous for coaches, players, and it's just so very fortunate. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Jim, we have just a couple of minutes left. Are there any players you'd like to mention quickly, guys that you're just so excited to coach?
You know, it's really hard to single out any one player because they're all great kids, right? You talk to a lot of them, and they're all – high-level football players, but they're just really nice kids. You know, we're able to take Riley Cano from our staff, from Kenosha Indian Trail, so I'm kind of excited to have work with him in the All-Star game after coaching him for 3-4 years. We have Alex Current, right? I mean, really great running back. I'm really excited to see what he can do in the game and just a lot of really good players. I couldn't do any of them justice and just name them all off.
Yep.
Right.
But, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And last quick question, fundraising, have you guys done okay in that area?
I think we're leading right now, so that's very, very good. I think the South is up to about 40, South Large is up about 42. I think overall we're about 60% of our goal.
That's awesome.
I had a goal to get about 60 or 70K for our team. So we're going to make our last push. We got about 27 days left or so. It's been going good, and kids been working really hard to raise that money for a really, really good cause.
Boy, that's awesome. Hey, Tom, I know that you envy what he's about to go through.
Absolutely. When I look at my coaching career, and again, it's been since 1979, there's been a lot of really great things that have happened, but
certainly at the top of that list are my two All-Star game experiences. I will remember them forever.
That's awesome. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. Good luck. I appreciate a couple of minutes of your time.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Tom, have a great weekend.
You. You do the same.
Mitch, well done. Thank you very much. I know you were all over the place, so thank you. Well done today, young man. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin on 1250 AM. The Fan. Go Bucks.